Welcome back to Tanya Growing Lesson on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. This week we're going to take a look at what seems to be a pair of innocent translations and elucidations on a phrase that comes up a couple of times in the Parsha, but actually has really critical implications. So in Parshas Lech Lecha, we see Avram traveling around Canaan, and in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav, says that he goes to Shechem, Ad Elon Moreh, and then it says, V'ha-Kanani oz ba'aretz, and the Kanani was then in the land. The Kanani lived in Eretz Canaan at the time. And then Hashem proceeds to tell Avram that he's going to give that land to his children. Now Targum Yonasan translates that the Kanani was not in the land as Uchnana'e bechein havo ba'ara, right, that the Kanani was in the land, da'ad kadun, because at that time, lo mata zimna divnei Yisrael mersa. It was not yet time for the Bnei Yisrael to inherit the land. So simply put, the Kanani was then in the land at the time. Targum Yonasan says that the Kanani was in the land because at that time, it wasn't yet time for the Bnei Yisrael to inherit the land. Why did the Targum Yonasan have to interpret it like that? And similarly, a little bit later on in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Zion, so it's talking about the fight that was breaking out between the shepherds of Lot and the shepherds of Avram, and it says, V'ha-Kanani, V'ha-Prizi, it adds the Prizi over here, Kanani and Prizi, Oz Yoshe Baretz, at that time they were dwelling in the land. And over here, Yonasan, Targum Yonasan also has, it says, Da'ad Kadun, Islahom Rishusa Ba'ara, because at that point they had Rishus, they had dominion over the land. The Canaanim and the Prizim had control, authority over the land of Canaan. And then it proceeds to explain as the Midrash that Rashi quotes as well, which is that the fight was between Avram's shepherds and Lot's shepherds was that Avram didn't muzzled his animals. He didn't want them stealing from the grass of the landowners of the Canaanim and the Prizim, and Lot didn't mind that. And his shepherds left their animals unmuzzled. And Rashi explains, this is why we're mentioning this at this point, because, you know, it was a debate. You know, the Canaanim weren't in the land yet. The Canaanim were not driven out of the land yet. Had the Canaanim been driven out and Claudius already lived there, then Avram would have, you know, control over it. But it's at that point, the Canaanim were there, and Avram had no right to take from their grass. And Targum Yonasan concludes, Kanane frizein da'at kadun yasvin ba'ara, at that point they lived in the land. So what's the significance of this translation of the Targum Yonasan? That the Kanani being Oz Ba'aretz or Oz Yoshev Ba'aretz means that it wasn't time yet for the Bnei Yisrael to be in the land, or that they still had, that the Kananim had control over the land. Well, what's the meaning of this? Now, these phrases actually are very problematic phrases that many of our absolutely feel a need to deal with, which is that the implication of the statement, the Kananim were then in the land, implies that the Chumash is being written, these words are being written at a time where they were no longer in the land, right? Meaning, back then the Kananim were in the land, but right now they're not anymore. But back then they were. So that is very problematic because, of course, we know the Torah was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. And at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu's writing of the Torah, and the time of his passing, the Kananim were actually still in the land. So at first glance, it would seem that the Torah, these psukim at least, these phrases, were written after the Kananim were driven out of land, meaning well after the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, that's a major problem to say, because I'll tell us that the whole Torah is, to see it from psukim in the last few parshas, that the whole Torah was written before the death of Moshe. They discuss how the last 8 psukim could be written, but these psukim were presumably written earlier, well before Moshe's death. Well before the Kananim were driven out of the land. So how do you interpret it like this? I believe this is where the parish of the Targum Yonasan comes in, or the Targum of the Targum Yonasan comes in. It becomes a problem if you assume that Oz Ba'aretz or Oz Yoshev Ba'aretz means that the Kananim were no longer in the land at the time of the writing. Then it becomes problematic because the Kananim were in the land at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu writing the Torah. So what Targum Yonasan does is it interprets it as, what does it mean that the Kananim were in the land? That it's not saying, the emphasis is not on the Kananim physically being in the land, but rather their spiritual right to be there. That it was not yet time for Bnei Yisrael to be in the land. Or that at this point, the Canaanim still had control over the land and ownership over the land, so Avram couldn't let his animals graze there. Now, when you interpret a Canaani Oz Ba'aretz or Oz Yoshev Ba'aretz as that the Canaanim not only physically lived there, but they had a spiritual right to be there. Hashem allowed them to be there. So that could have been written, that could have changed even in the lifetime of Moshe. That even just before Moshe's death, it could be that while the Canaan were physically in the land, but now they already lost their right. They don't belong there anymore, and Klal Yisrael can just enter into the land and drive them out. At this point, at the time of Avram, Hashem said, Canaanim, Prizim, you're allowed to be in this land. You're Oz Ba'aretz. At that time, they were in the land. But even by the time Moshe Rabbeinu was writing Sefer Devarim, by the time that he is getting ready to pass away and preparing the nation to enter the land, at that point, it already is no longer a Canaanim Yoshev Ba'aretz, that they have a right to live in the land. So we see what could have been an overlooked, innocent translation is actually tackling a major problem with the text and really addresses it in a beautiful way. I'm wishing you all a beautiful Shabbos.